Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chowdhury and with me is my co-anchor Ambrish Saxena.
Namaskar. Aarthik Kharon ke karyakram Market Mantra ke taza ank mein aapka swagat hai. Aadhe ghante ke is karyakram mein hum hamesha ki tarah desh aur duniya ki chuni hui aarthik, karobari aur share bazaar se judi khabrein lekar hazir hain. हमारे साथ खबरों पर चर्चा के लिए स्टूडियो में आमंत्रित हैं वरिष्ठ आर्थिक विश्लेषक विशाल दहिया. विशाल जी नमस्कार, कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है.
धन्यवाद अमरीश जी. थैंक यू अर्जुन.
और अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइंस लेके मौजूद हैं अर्जुन चौधरी.
डोमेस्टिक एक्विटी बेंचमार्क इंडिसीज स्नैप द सिक्स्थ कंसेक्यूटिव रैली. सेंसेक्स डिक्लाइंस बाय 264 पॉइंट्स व्हाइल निफ्टी सेटल्स एट 26,178. India and Uzbekistan sign a bilateral investment treaty to assure protection to investors of both nations. Inflation trajectory to remain positive in the upcoming quarter, says Finance Ministry in its economic review report for August. And crude oil prices are trading high. Brent crude is trading up at $71.66 per barrel.
घरेलू शेयर बाजारों में छह दिनों से चली आ रही तेजी थम गई. सेंसेक्स 264 अंक गिरा जबकि निफ्टी 26,178 अंकों पर बंद हुआ. भारत और उज्बेकिस्तान ने दोनों देशों के निवेशकों की सुरक्षा को सुनिश्चित करने वाली द्विपक्षीय निवेश संधि पर हस्ताक्षर किए. वित्त मंत्रालय ने अगस्त की आर्थिक समीक्षा रिपोर्ट में कहा कि मुद्रास्फीति की दर अगली तिमाहियों में भी सकारात्मक रहेगी और कच्चे तेल के मूल्यों में तेजी बनी हुई है. ब्रेंट क्रूड की कीमत $71.66 प्रति बैरल दर्ज की गई. और आज की पहली खबर, घरेलू शेयर बाजारों में पिछले कई सत्रों से चली आ रही तेजी का दौर आज थम गया और सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी में गिरावट दर्ज की गई. दोनों ही सूचकांकों ने दिन के कारोबार के दौरान एक बार फिर नई ऊंचाइयों को छुआ लेकिन बाजार बंद होने के समय नीचे आ गए. बंबई शेयर बाजार का सेंसेक्स 264 अंक यानी 0.3% की गिरावट के साथ 85,571 अंकों पर बंद हुआ जबकि निफ्टी 37 अंक यानी 0.1% गिरकर 26,178 अंकों पर आ गया. बम्बई शेयर बाजार की 164 कंपनियों ने 52 सप्ताह के उच्चतम स्तर को छुआ जबकि 41 कंपनियां 52 सप्ताह के न्यूनतम स्तर पर आ गईं. व्यापक बाजार ने संवेदी सूचकांकों के मुकाबले बेहतर प्रदर्शन किया. बम्बई शेयर बाजार का मिड कैप सूचकांक 0.29% बढ़ा जबकि स्मॉल कैप सूचकांक में 0.07% की मामूली तेजी दर्ज की गई.
डोमेस्टिक बेंचमार्क इंडिसीज द सेंसेक्स एंड निफ्टी एंडेड लोअर स्नैपिंग देयर रैली अचीव्ड इन द पास्ट फ्यू सेशंस. Both the indices had witnessed downfall after surging to fresh all-time highs in intraday trade today. At close, Sensex declined by 264 points or 0.3% to close at 85,571, while the Nifty fell 37 points or 0.1% to close at 26,178. In the National Stock Exchange, 164 companies hit their 52-week high, 41 hit their 52-week low. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange outperformed the benchmark indices. The mid-cap index rose by 0.29%, while the small-cap index was marginally up by 0.07%. In the Sensex pack, 15 out of 30 companies ended in positive territory. The top gainers were Sun Pharma, which gained by more than 2.5%, Reliance added more than 1.5% and Titan increased 1.5%. Conversely, the top laggards today were Power Grid, which shed more than 3%. ICICI Bank fell nearly 2% and Bharti Airtel, HDFC as well as Kotak Bank declined more than 1.5%. in sectoral indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange, 12 out of the 20 sectors logged gains. The top gainers today were oil and gas, which increased by more than 2.5%, energy rose more than 2%, and metal advanced by over 1%. Meanwhile, the top laggards were realty, which slipped by 1%, BankEx shed nearly 1%, and utilities lost 0.8%. The overall market breadth at the Bombay Stock Exchange was positive, as out of 4,060 companies, the shares of 1,979 companies advanced, 1,957 declined, and 124 remained unchanged.
और विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में आज रुपया 6 पैसे कमजोर हुआ, एक डॉलर की कीमत 83.70 रुपए दर्ज की गई। विश्व की 6 प्रमुख मुद्राओं के मुकाबले अमरीकी डॉलर की स्थिति को दर्शाने वाला डॉलर इंडेक्स अंतर दिवसीय कारोबार में 100.51 पर कारोबार कर रहा था। विशाल जी, जैसा शेयर बाजार का हाल हमने देखा कि एक लंबी बढ़त के दौर के बाद आज बाजार थोड़ा नीचे आया, जबकि ओवरऑल जो सेंटीमेंट था वो काफी सकारात्मक था, तो आपको क्या लगता, कोई खास इसकी वजह थी जिसकी वजह से आज नीचे आया, या एक मामूली सा करेक्शन हमें दिखाई दिया?
देखिए अमरीश जी, अगर इस बहुत ही आसान शब्दों में और सरल भाषा में समझने की कोशिश की जाए तो ये कहा जा सकता है कि लगातार 6 दिन तक जो लंबी दौड़ शेयर बाजार ने लगाई, उसके बाद शायद आज शुक्रवार के दिन रुक के थोड़ा सा एक सांस लेने की कोशिश की है। अब इसे ना ही आप करेक्शन कहेंगे, ना ही इसे आप डाउनफॉल कहेंगे, क्योंकि अगर जैसा कि आप लोगों ने बताया अपनी खबरों में और मोटे तौर पर आंकड़ों की तरफ भी नजर डालें, तो जो मार्केट में गिरावट हुई है वो 0.1% निफ्टी में, 0.3% इसी सेंसेक्स में, तो उसे कोई बहुत बड़ी गिरावट नहीं माना जा सकता, नंबर एक। नंबर दो, ओवरऑल मोमेंटम और ओवरऑल सेंटिमेंट अगर आप देखें तो काफी पॉजिटिव है। क्यूज की अगर आप बात करें तो कोई एक छिटपुट क्यूज को अगर छोड़ दिया जाए तो मोटे तौर पे वो भी सब पॉजिटिव क्यूज ही हैं, पॉजिटिव सेंटिमेंट्स ही हैं। एक जो कंजम्पशन, पर्सनल कंजम्पशन एक्सपेंडिचर का जो अमेरिका का डेटा है उसका इंतजार शायद हो रहा है, लेकिन जिस तरह से अमेरिकी अर्थव्यवस्था की तरफ से भी जो पिछले कुछ दिनों में खबरें आई हैं, उनकी अर्थव्यवस्था में जो सुधार की बात कहें या उनके इन्फ्लेशन के डेटा में सुधार की बात कहें, वहां जो अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट की जो बड़ी दिक्कत थी उस डेटा में भी गिरावट आई है। अनुमान लगाए जा रहे थे कि वो आंकड़ा शायद 2,25,000 तक जाएगा, लेकिन वो 2,18,000 के आसपास शायद है, तो उसमें भी 4,000 की गिरावट है। तो ये सब बड़े पॉजिटिव क्यूज माने जा सकते हैं जिसकी वजह से ये रैली बनी थी। और आज अगर ब्रॉडर सेंस में अगर मार्केट की तरफ देखें तो मैं इसे गिरावट की कैटेगरी में नहीं मानूंगा।
व्हाट इज द एफएनओ मार्केट टेलिंग यू अबाउट द कैश मार्केट? यू हैव द वीकली एक्सपायरी ऑफ द मंथली एक्सपायरी, यू हैव द वीकली एक्सपायरी ऑन थर्सडे। Today the FIIs were the net sellers to the tune of 1,209 crore rupees, but the DIIs were the net buyers to the tune of 6,887 crore rupees. What was the trigger behind their buying today? What kind of positions are they creating right now?
See Arjun, first and foremost, one thing is that the FNO data is just one of the yardsticks to go ahead and, you know, take a broader outlook at what the market might do perhaps tomorrow or maybe a few days down the line. But again, it's an important marker. So to answer your first question, as far as the FNO data is concerned, that is again a clear indication that the momentum is likely to continue because there is a huge rollover push there as well in the FNO market. The second part of your question as to why the DIIs are so bullish on this. See, there is a flush of funds as far as the domestic liquidity is concerned. There is a lot of money. There is no dearth of money as far as domestic liquidity is concerned. So, of course, when the momentum is building, when the momentum is right, when the time is right, when all the cues and sentiments are very positive, the domestic investors are making the best use of the opportunity. Of course, we will have to let go of some specific sectors, and there are, of course, choices by the domestic investors as well to try and ensure that they play on the profit margins only. And that's what the entire stock market game is all about. Be it the domestic investor or be it the foreign investors, they'll come in when they believe that there is a momentum building and they can earn some money in the short term or the long term, and they'll exit when it looks like there are difficulties ahead, the roadblocks ahead.
So speaking about support and resistance levels, you said the market is likely to be bullish, but what the F&O market is telling us is that at 26,400 levels or 26,000 level, there's likely to be resistance in the market. And today we saw very minor correction. What would you advise the small investor who's either looking to enter the market or book their profits? What would you advise them?
Again, when this question is asked of me every time, then what would we advise the investors? I would say, the investors are very intelligent. They're very smart. They know, those who are in the market, they know when to exit, when to enter. But again, looking at it from an expert perspective and analyzing the data and all, the larger picture which emerges, Arjun, here is that the momentum is here to stay. The larger picture which emerges here is that the fundamentals are strong. Third important point is the resistance levels which you're talking about. Yes, every time the Sensex jumps from level A to level B, there are resistance levels which the, either the Nifty or the BSE Sensex has to cross to move to the next level. So there is resistance at every jump from A to B or B to C or C to D. As far as investors are concerned, this is a good rally for those who want to book their profits in short term. But those who are long-term investors, it is a right momentum, right opportunity for them to go ahead and identify those scripts, those stocks, wherein they believe will have a very long-term vision, very long-term opportunity, not only in terms of what the market is saying, but also in terms of their own specific company fundamentals as well. Shares might go up one day and come down the other day, but the company's fundamentals, they don't change overnight. They don't even change in a quarter. So we'll have to take a look at what the consistency of the company's performance is, what its fundamentals are, and then the investors are free to go ahead and take their call. But yes, this is a time for the short-term investors to go ahead and book their profits if they want to, because almost 100 stocks were their 52-week high, even after this slight correction.
What about price-to-earnings ratio? That's being discussed a great deal now when you talk about fundamentals. Are they being overbought? We know that mid-cap and small-cap, the price-to-earnings ratio has crossed 50 in many cases. What about large-cap stocks? Do you think there are opportunities there where the PE right now is between 20 and 25?
Well, in fact, if you look at the data from last 2 to 3 trading sessions, it looks like the large-cap funds or large-cap stocks have performed really well, much better than what the mid-cap and small-caps have done. And this is a very welcome change, and this is something which we are witnessing after a long, long time. So I won't say very long, but a long time. And in the history of Sensex, the concept of long and short can be very abstract. But then again, as far as PE ratio is concerned, yes, there are concerns which have been raised as far as the small cap segment is concerned. The mid cap segment has performed almost, consistently over the past few weeks. So it doesn't look like there is much to worry about there, but rather there is a bit to cheer about that now, for almost past, if I remember, 3-4 months, 5 months, 6 months, we've all been talking about how there is a surge in the market riding on the wave of small cap or the mid cap as well. Large cap was like, okay, they're there in the room as well. They're just doing their bit, but now they're also in the race. They're moving ahead. They're surging ahead, and that gives a lot of push and momentum positivity to the overall sentiment as well. It's like if the big brother is running as fast or as good or doing as good as their younger twins or younger cousins, then the confidence in the overall family emerges very strong.
तो विशाल जी, सेक्टर वाइज अगर हम देखें तो अगर आप सलाह देना चाहें जो रिटेल इन्वेस्टर्स हैं, कौन से ऐसे सेक्टर हैं जिनको ज्यादा तरजीह दें वो इन्वेस्ट करते समय?
अमरीश जी, कौन से ऐसे सेक्टर हैं जिनको ज्यादा तरजीह दें उसकी बजाय कौन से ऐसे सेक्टर हैं जिन पे थोड़ा सा ध्यान रखने की जरूरत है, शायद वहां थोड़ा सा और रिसर्च करने की जरूरत है? तो उसमें सबसे पहले एक ऑटो सेक्टर आता है, और अगर आप केवल सेंसेक्स की तरफ ना देखें, केवल जो उनकी परफॉर्मेंस है स्टॉक्स की मार्केट में उसकी तरफ ना देखें, मार्केट की तरफ देखें कि उनकी परफॉर्मेंस क्या रही है मार्केट में। बहुत बड़ी इन्वेंट्री है जो कि अभी भी अनसोल्ड इन्वेंट्री की कैटेगरी में आती है, बैकलॉग है उनके पास, फेस्टिव सीजन आ रहा है, लेकिन वो जो उत्साह जो है जिस तरह का पहले के त्योहारों के सीजन में देखने को मिला है या जिस तरह की रिस्पॉन्स जो है मतलब ऑटो सेक्टर को मिला है, वो अभी तक वो मोमेंटम बिल्ड नहीं हो पा रहा है। तो शायद ये एक सेक्टर ऐसा रहेगा जहां पे थोड़ा सा इन्वेस्टर्स को ध्यान रखने की जरूरत है, फंडामेंटल्स की तरफ देखने
शायद इस वजह से होगा कि वो काफी बहुत अच्छा चला ऑटो सेक्टर, तो अब थोड़ा सा उसमें कुछ स्पीड कम हुई है।
जी जी बिल्कुल, तो वहां थोड़ा सा नजर रखने की जरूरत है। ऐसे ही जो FMCG सेगमेंट है उसमें भी जिस तरह की उम्मीद, मैं ये नहीं कहूंगा कि प्रदर्शन बहुत अच्छा नहीं है, लेकिन जिस तरह की उम्मीद की जा रही थी, जिस तरह के प्रदर्शन की उम्मीद FMCG सेक्टर से है, उस तरह का प्रदर्शन जो है मतलब खासतौर पर ऐसे माहौल में जब स्टॉक मार्केट जो है सेंसेक्स जो है मतलब हर रोज नई ऊंचाइयां छू रहा हो, तो उस तरह का प्रदर्शन शायद नहीं देखने को मिला है। तो वहां भी और थोड़ा सा आपको ध्यान रखने की जरूरत रहेगी कि हाँ हम इन्वेस्ट करना चाहते हैं तो आपके क्या प्रेफरेंसेज हैं, क्या आप शॉर्ट टर्म इन्वेस्टर हैं, क्या आप मिड टर्म इन्वेस्टर हैं, क्या आप लॉन्ग टर्म इन्वेस्टर हैं, आपकी कैपेसिटी कितनी है इन टर्म्स ऑफ इन्वेस्टमेंट, इन टर्म्स ऑफ यू नो दी लॉस बेयरिंग कैपेसिटी और इवन यू नो प्रॉफिट बुकिंग कैपेसिटी एज वेल, हाउ सून डू यू वांट टू डू इट, कितनी जल्दी आप करना चाहते हैं। तो ये सब बहुत फैक्टर्स मायने रखेंगे खासतौर पर इन दो सेक्टर्स।
सो डिस्पाइट द इन्वेंट्री टर्नओवर बीइंग लो इन द ऑटो सेक्टर एंड फोकस हैज बीन ऑन मार्जिन एंड नॉट सो मच ऑन वॉल्यूम सेल्स, दे आर स्टिल इन द ग्रीन एज फार एज निफ्टी ऑटो इज कंसर्न, बट निफ्टी बैंक हैज बीन इन द रेड, दे फेल बाय 1% today. So, what's the story there for the banking sector and metals, which is seen as volatile? They're also in the green today, but Nifty Bank and metals has been in the focus in the markets in the last couple of trading sessions.
See, I didn't mention Nifty Bank and metals when Ambrishji was asking me this question, because all of us know that Nifty Bank and metals are two sectors which have seen a roller coaster ride. So today, if we say something that, you know, perhaps next week this might happen, it is unlikely that that would happen. And it's not just about, you know, you and me sitting in the All India Radio studio talking about it. It's even the experts in the market, those who have spent their lifetime in the market, even they're not sure about it, because it has been a roller coaster ride for the Bank Nifty and the metals segment as well. So there, it's like if this is a, you know, a cautious approach in these segments, auto and FMCG I'm talking about, and that is something which is not just because that it's in green or just because there are you know pending inventory as well. Even the government of India's you know economic review outlook for the rest of the year also points out that you know the growth will be sluggish as far as auto sector is concerned, and for the FMCG as well. That might pick up depending on other factors as well, but that's again a big indicator. It is coming from the government data, so the government data will have to be taken very seriously out here. Again, coming back to Nifty, Bank Nifty and metals, I would say if that was cautious, then here you have to be very, very cautious, over cautious.
और चलते हैं एशिया के अन्य बाजारों और यूरोप के बाजारों का हाल जान लेते हैं। एशिया के पांच प्रमुख शेयर बाजारों में से तीन में आज तेजी का रुख रहा। जापान के निकेई में 2% से अधिक की बढ़त देखी गई। हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग इंडेक्स लगभग 3% बढ़ा, जबकि चीन के शंघाई कंपोजिट इंडेक्स में 2.5% से अधिक की बढ़त दिखाई दी। दूसरी ओर दक्षिण कोरिया के कोस्पी में 0.8% और सिंगापुर के स्टेट्स टाइम्स इंडेक्स में 0.2% की गिरावट दर्ज की गई। यूरोपीय शेयर बाजारों के अधिकांश सूचकांक बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहे हैं। समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक जर्मनी के डैक्स में लगभग 1% की तेजी चल रही थी, लंदन के फुटजी में 0.5% से अधिक और फ्रांस के कैक में 0.2% की तेजी दिखाई दे रही थी।
विशाल, इन व्हाट्स गोइंग ऑन इन द चाइनीज स्टॉक मार्केट, द सेंट्रल बैंक हैड गिवन अ स्टिमुलस बाय reducing the reverse repo rate for 14-day instruments. How is the Chinese market looking to recover, especially with looking at the real economy? That's one. And secondly, how do you see the central bank in the UK? They have not reduced their discount rate. like say the Fed has by 50 basis points? What's the strategy there?
Well, I'll first talk about UK because China is a different story altogether, and UK is tied with the other European markets and United States. See, we all know that most of the European central banks tend to take a cue from the US Fed in terms of what kind of stance they will have in their monetary policies and whether. And the US Fed, for almost 2.5 years now, was facing a very unprecedented situation wherein they were just trying to find a proper moment for soft lending in terms of their hawkish stand. It didn't happen for 2.5 years. And people would say that, yes, U.S. economy seems to be, you know, on the okay side and recovering part as well. But largely, if you look at all the numbers and the U.S. Fed's action and stance as well, I would say this has been a harsh lending. It's not a soft lending which has happened. And that doesn't seem to have given a lot of confidence to the other European central banks. Yes, they have the cue from the U.S. economy, and it's better than what it was, say, perhaps before the U.S. Fed, you know, brought down the rates and all. So, coming back to UK, you know, what is UK central bank trying to do? What are they thinking? Perhaps they're mulling over the fact whether, you know, they should join the league in terms of what the US Fed has done. Should they go ahead and loosen their strings? Should they go ahead and wait and watch a little more as well? Because the United Kingdom's economy, the UK's economy, is also not doing very
Inflation
well.
Inflation is a big concern.
Yes, it is a huge concern. It's not doing very well, and all of us know that. And also, it's now a different segment. It's not part of you know, European Union, EU. So it's like it has to function in a very independent manner, but it has to move in tandem with the other European economies and the US economy as well. So they have a huge double task in their hand.
About China, you know, their economic forecast is below 5%, 4.8 in fact, and now they're giving a stimulus. So what's the deal with China right now?
China, the deal is very rough with China, I would say. They're in doldrums. They're not in a position to go ahead and come out of this tailspin in which their economy is right now. And that is why they're trying to find a way. The numbers which you have pointed out in terms of, you know, their growth and the forecast of their growth is something which is not at all very, very positive to them, which is not at all very, very positive to, you know, the overall other international economies as well. So when you come to what China is trying to do, the biggest problem they had on their hands was the real estate sector. The first thing that they're trying to do right now is that put their house in order. And by house, I mean literally house in terms of the real estate sector. That is something which they have to stem the decline there. If they don't stem the decline in the real estate sector, then the tailspin which they have gone into in terms of, you know, not achieving the targeted economic growth is something which is unlikely to be, you know, checked. That is why these measures coming in terms of, you know, the Chinese central bank making those moves and the Chinese government also making those moves, saying that we are trying to do everything we can in the real estate sector.
Let's move on to some more news now. India is set to achieve 6.5% to 7% gross domestic product growth in the current financial year, said Finance Ministry in its monthly economic review for August, released yesterday. The report highlighted that the economic momentum continued in the first quarter of the current fiscal year, supported by over 5% growth in all major non-agricultural sectors. Retail inflation remained moderate at 3.7% in August 2024, driven by softer food and core inflation. The review reflected that the outlook for inflation trajectory remains positive. Food inflation will remain milder in the short term, supporting rural incomes and demand in the absence of climatic shocks. However, the August print of the Economic Review cautioned about dynamics of global trade and uncertainty in global economic prospects. It further stated about decline in capital spending by states, moderating sales of passenger vehicles, slow growth of fast-moving consumer goods sales in urban areas, and build-up of inventory in the auto industry.
और भारत और उज्बेकिस्तान ने आज ताशकंद में
द्विपक्षीय निवेश संधि पर हस्ताक्षर किए। भारत की ओर से संधि पर वित्त मंत्री निर्मला सीतारमन ने हस्ताक्षर किए, जबकि उज्बेकिस्तान की ओर से उप प्रधानमंत्री खोदजयेव जमशेद अब्दुलखीमोविच ने दस्तखत किए। इस संधि के तहत भारत में उज्बेकिस्तान के निवेशकों को और भारतीय निवेशकों को उज्बेकिस्तान में संबंधित अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परंपराओं के अंतर्गत पर्याप्त सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित कराई जाएगी। विशाल जी, कितना महत्वपूर्ण है ये जो संधि हुई है भारत और उज्बेकिस्तान की, और निवेश को कितना इससे बूस्ट मिलेगा?
देखिए, ट्रांसपेरेंसी की बात हो रही है यहां पे, और खासतौर पे जो डिस्प्यूट सेटलमेंट है उसकी बात हो रही है। तो ये कुछ बेसिक रिक्वायरमेंट्स हैं। अगर दो देशों की इकोनॉमी है, वो आपस में अगर तालमेल बिठा के चलना चाहती है, तो ये सब बेसिक रिक्वायरमेंट्स हैं जिनकी जरूरत है। और शायद उन्हीं जरूरतों को पूरा करने के लिए अब ये महसूस किया गया कि भाई इस तरह के जो समझौते हैं उनको ज्यादा तवज्जो दी जाए। और भारत इस तरह के समझौते केवल उज्बेकिस्तान के साथ ही नहीं बल्कि इससे ऊंचे लेवल के समझौते और जो विभिन्न इकोनॉमीज हैं और जो देश हैं उनके साथ कर रहा है। लेकिन महत्वपूर्ण यहां ये है कि अब हम सेंट्रल एशिया के जो देश हैं उनको भी उतनी ही तवज्जो दे रहे हैं जितनी हम पहले साउथ ईस्ट एशिया या फिर यूरोपियन देशों को देते थे।
मूविंग ऑन टू द यूएस स्टॉक मार्केट, यूएस स्टॉक्स एज हायर यस्टरडे विद द S&P 500 रजिस्टरिंग अ रिकॉर्ड क्लोजिंग हाई। दिस अपटिक वॉज मार्क बाय रिलीज ऑफ रोबस्ट यूएस इकोनॉमिक डेटा दैट ईज लेबर मार्केट कंसर्न्स। The Nasdaq Composite and the Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced more than 0.5%, and the S&P 500 gained nearly 0.5%. Vishal, we're talking about inflation causing a concern for UK still, but in the US, inflation has come down to 2.2% as compared to 2.5% in July. How is the US managing this?
Well, as far as the management is concerned, you know, it looks like both the central bank and the government, the federal government seems to have, worked in tandem with each other in ensuring that they stem that rise. And this is something which has not happened overnight. If you look at the data, then they've been working on it for almost one and a half years. And that is why the US Fed's hawkish stand was sort of, causing pain to everyone in the global economy. But it's just not about the inflation data. But quickly, I'll point out to you in terms of the positive cues which are coming in from the US economy. They're very minor. For example, the revised economic growth data for the last 4 years have almost changed the picture. Although some economists would say that it is just a little change, but it has almost changed the picture. The growth has moved in several years from what it was to almost 0.5 or 0.6% upwards. Also, the unemployment data also seems to have, seen a bit of an improvement. So those are very positive cues, and the rally which we have seen, not only in the Indian stock market, but in the European markets as well, we've seen a positive sentiment.
Let's move on to the oil market now. In the global crude market, Brent crude was trading marginally up 0.08% at $71.66 per barrel, and US WTI was trading 0.1% up at $67.77 per barrel when reports last came in. Very briefly, you mentioned about the US, they had the strategic petroleum reserves as well, but right now, global consumption appears to have come down, including China. Will this continue to recede or go up?
This is likely to continue to recede for some time before it goes up again, because this is a sort of a V-shaped movement which keeps on happening in the oil sector, which we've always seen, and the receding part is not going to be for a longer time.
जी, और चलते हैं सराफा बाजार का हाल भी जान लेते हैं। सराफा बाजार में सोना आज गिरावट के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था। अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक भारत में 24 कैरेट सोना 0.18% गिरकर 75,650 रुपये प्रति 10 ग्राम के स्तर पर था। वहीं चांदी 0.11% बढ़कर 92,740 रुपये प्रति किलोग्राम के स्तर पर दर्ज की गई। मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज में अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक अक्टूबर में आपूर्ति किए जाने वाले सोने का वायदा मूल्य 0.17% गिरकर 75,258 रुपये प्रति 10 ग्राम पर चल रहा था। और चलते हैं कार्यक्रम की समाप्ति की ओर। विशाल जी, इस कार्यक्रम में भाग लेने और श्रोताओं को बहुमूल्य जानकारी देने के लिए आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
धन्यवाद अमरीश जी।
The closing headlines in English. A domestic equity benchmark indices snapped the sixth consecutive rally. Sensex declined by 264 points, while Nifty settled at 26,178. India and Uzbekistan signed a bilateral investment treaty to assure protection to investors of both nations. Inflation trajectory to remain positive in the upcoming quarter, says Finance Ministry in its economic review report for August. And crude oil prices trading high. Brent crude is trading up at $71.66 per barrel. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra for now. Goodbye. Market Mantra.